Xbox. Good morning and welcome back to our roundtable discussion and to one of my favorite segments of the week, and certainly one of my favorite times because it's one of our favorite bookstores and booksellers. Amy Lane is here of Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady, a store I was just in last Sunday, I believe. It was a lovely voyage to the store. And one of my favorites, and Amy is one of my favorite people, and it's just great to have her here. She's here to tell us what is happening in the world of books and great, great books that we can enjoy. I was going to say these days of fall, but, you know, even a rainy day like today.
It's true. Yeah, although I will confess this, that I have been really busy like lately,
yeah,
because 'tis the season,
right,
to gear up in the retail world.
Life takes over and all that stuff.
Yes, yes, it does. And that holiday that's impending. And so I have been spending
holiday.
Yes. Most of my time, you know, working. So I kind of realized as I was putting this list together that all of these books are, well, most of the books, save two of my novels, are books that are can be savored and enjoyed in snippets. Put it that way. So you could pretty much open up to nearly any page in any of these books, particularly the nonfiction ones, and just have a good laugh, have a giggle, enjoy a little bit of information, and learn something new.
Dip a toe in the water.
Indeed, indeed.
Move on to your life, come back, dip another toe in.
Exactly. All right. And two of those are two of my favorite things to come out of the 1980s. One has to do with The Princess Bride, and the other is, of course, the inimitable Neil Patrick Harris.
All right.
So,
where would you like to begin?
I'm going to begin with, let's begin with everybody's favorite, The Princess Bride. Who doesn't love that movie, right?
Beautiful film.
It really, really is. And for those of you who have never read the book, get out there and read that book.
William Goldman.
Oh my gosh, it's wonderful. And the two, I mean, it won't diminish anything if you're a huge fan and love the movie, because the movie did such a good job,
yeah,
with translating it to film. And Cary Elwes' book, As You Wish, which is the inconceivable tales from the making of The Princess Bride, is just a delight in all the little bits and pieces. You know, they have these little boxes on almost every page from the other actors who participated in the film, or the producer, writer, etc., everybody, Rob Reiner, and just their little bits of memories that he's collected of, you know, in addition to his own.
And that cast is incredible. Robin Wright, Mandy Patinkin, Wallace Shawn, Billy Crystal, Carol Kane, Andre the Giant, unfortunately passed.
Yep. Christopher Guest. Chris Sarandon.
And Norman Lear. Lear is mentioned in here, the executive producer of the film. And yeah, it's really fun.
It is. It really is a fun, and it's a great little, I think it's a great gift. Let's put that,
yes,
out there. to pass on to anybody who, I really don't know anybody of our generation who hasn't enjoyed this film. It's a family film, everything. It's a delight.
So last week,
yeah,
there was an event up in Saratoga. Our friends at Northshire had an event with Carrie and the co-author of the book, Joe Layden, who's,
yeah,
from Saratoga. And they showed the film, and I had never seen the film in a theater setting currently. I did when it was originally out, but not when it, you know, currently. And it was bizarre because first of all, everybody's mouth is moving to the lines, and they're just saying them out loud, which is, you know, suddenly I'm seeing Rocky Horror.
It's true.
But just a programming note, we talked to Cary and we did an interview with him, and he'll be on next Tuesday.
Oh, lovely.
So to talk about As You Wish.
As You Wish.
Yes.
And so the next book, of course, Neil Patrick Harris, who I'm kind of surprised that I haven't gotten sick of yet, because he's everywhere. He's just everywhere. But there's something so dynamic.
He's hosting the Oscars, you know.
He is, I know. Yeah. So he's just, he really is a dynamic and, I think, delightful, full of verve. I think it's a genuine love of life.
Yes.
And his life in particular. And he has created just this brilliant, and I can't believe no one else has done this. Actually, I kind of can. But it's a choose-your-own autobiography. So based on those wonderful books from childhood, the choose-your-own-adventure stories,
right.
He has set up his life in this format, and it's a wild, fun romp. And again, you just don't have to read the whole thing in any particular order, and you don't even have to follow the choose-your-own patterns. You can just open up to a page and enjoy and savor and have a great time.
It's called Choose Your Own Autobiography. It's by Neil Patrick Harris, and it's great fun.
It really is.
Especially if you like those books as a kid, which I did. And
you like Doogie Howser.
And
Barney and
everybody.
And
who doesn't, right?
Patrick, yeah. MPH. Okay, so the next book I think I'd like to talk about is one that's close to our hearts here in Schenectady. It is a novel. Historical novel set in Schenectady called Electric City.
Really?
Yeah, by Elizabeth Rosner, Schenectady native, and it's a wonderful piece of writing. And it's interesting because she does a really nice character study as well as a look at the city itself. It starts out in 1919 with Charles Steinmetz, and it follows along through life, and it goes into the 1960s and beyond. And I think it's well worth reading. It's fun because there are all sorts of name dropping, like historical, you know, settings and times. And there's in the 60s, there's the company that we all know is the company not to be named.
Right.
And
bringing good things to life.
That's that's the company. So it's great. So for that, if for no other reason, although really, really, she's a really good writer. She's a poet. So that tells you something, you know, I think anyway, in my world. And she'll be coming to the Schenectady County Library on November 9th. So get to hear what she has to say. Come meet her. Come read the book.
That'd be great. It's called Electric City.
Easy to remember.
Yes.
Okay. So I had to bring this up because it's kind of in the news, all over the news. It's Ebola, not something we like to think about, but there it is. And for those out there who are interested in really hearing more about the virus and the disease itself, there was a great book that was written and published in the 1990s called The Hot Zone by Richard Preston. I don't know if you've done anything with this lately.
Yes, but not lately, no.
Yeah. This is like the first accounting of the virus, as in, I believe it started back then, and they discovered it in Kenya. And again, this was published in 1994, and it follows and tracks from 67 to 1993. And it's interesting how things happen and how life cycles around, because the very last sentence of, well, the last two sentences of the novel are, Ebola has written in these rooms, flashed its colors, fed, and subsided into the forest. It will be back. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
But so, though at the same time, I will also put this out there, as frightening as all of this is, there's a sense of hope, I guess, that the book can give you, as terrifying as it all comes, because it disappeared for a long time, and there's reasons for that. So if you want to read more about it, check out The Hot Zone by Richard Preston.
All right.
All right. Back into the world of fiction, I'm going to go into The Paying Guests by Sarah Waters, also brilliant writer, just wonderful. This takes place post-World War I in London. Mrs. Ray and her daughter Frances have fallen on hard times, and they decide to take in lodgers by the names of Lily and Leonard Barber. And, Frances and Lily have this red-hot love affair, which is kind of exciting, but then something horrible happens, and Ms. Waters tells a brilliant tale, as she always does. It is her writing.
Good
stuff. Yeah. So, if you haven't read her with this. She's the author of The Fingersmith, Night Watch, a whole host of wonderful, wonderful novels. So acquaint yourself with Ms. Waters. She's well worth the read.
Sarah Waters, and the book is The Paying Guests.
Okay. Another local book, which is kind of fun history, is The Upper Hudson Valley Beer by Craig Ravina and Alan McLeod.
Love this book.
Yeah, they're coming to the store on Saturday, so stop by and see them. Be aware that this book is, in fact, a history of beer and its influences. Actually, they call this in their introduction, A Cultural, Social, and Economic History of Albany and the Hudson Valley as Seen Through Amber-Colored Glasses. Could it be more fun?
No.
I don't think so. It's totally awesome. Check it out. Upper Hudson Valley Beer. I'm not sure how we're doing.
We're good. You got about 3 minutes.
Yay. The next one I want to talk about is a really interesting little book, one that I particularly like. It's The Who, The What, and The When. 65 artists illustrate the secret sidekicks of history, which I think is kind of fun and fascinating.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's a really gorgeously illustrated book, which I will...
We'll show off here.
Yes, of course.
The Who, the What, and the When. All right.
And this has been edited by Jenny Wawalski, Julia Rothman, and Matt LaMothe. And it's academics and historians and other folks writing about various people who influenced famous people that we know of. So one of the characters in the So one of the people featured in this lovely, lovely book is Woody Guthrie's second wife. And someone that we don't hear much about, but she was a principal dancer and choreographer with Martha Graham for many, many years. And she also, after Woody had been diagnosed with Huntington's disease, she took care of him and really fought for the research in the government and over our larger venues for that disease and got a lot of things done. And her name escapes me at the moment, and I don't have the book in front
of me.
Well,
no, I can't. I was just looking for it, but it's...
Yeah, it's towards the back.
Ward... Walt Disney's animator, Ward Kimball, is in here. John Wayne's stuntman is in here.
Very cool.
And Emily Dickinson's dog, Carlo, is in here.
It's a delight. And I love the different illustrations. They're really just beautifully put together.
Nice.
Speaking of illustrations, the next two books I have are my kids' books on this week's list. One is Nuts to You by Lynn Ray Perkins. It's so cute. I can't stand
it. Oh, look at the little squirrels.
It's a squirrel adventure story. And it's wonderfully illustrated. It has all sorts of delightful little footnotes. I wish there was something about the squirrel's friend, the hawk, which was a use of irony, and she explains what irony is in that. Anyway, I'm babbling. But I really...
there's a little cross section of squirrel brain. That's really cute. That little illustration of squirrel brain. I love that.
It's a very small brain. But it's a really fun, delightful adventure story of friendship. And she captures their personalities just brilliantly. There's one, his name is Chai, and he wears this little acorn hat, and it's adorable. And his friend is her name, and she and Chai go off to find their friend who was captured by a hawk, and it's great. It's just great, good fun.
Well, you're very cute talking about squirrels. It's Lynn Ray Perkins, and she does the illustrations as well. Look at that little fat squirrel. Isn't that great?
All right. It's called Nuts to You.
We probably have time for one more.
Great, I have only one more.
Okay,
left.
Excellent.
And it is... Oliver Jeffers, he who illustrated The Day the Crayons Quit, his latest picture
book
is called Once Upon an Alphabet, Short Stories for All the Letters. And indeed, they are. So take a look.
Well, this is a honking book, isn't it?
It is. Well, that's because...
It's 26 letters.
It is, and he has a short story for each. What I like about it is that the very first story is about an astronaut and this gentleman who wants to go and be an astronaut, but he's afraid of heights and he can't get more than 3 feet off the ground. But his story comes back around at the end of the alphabet with Z for Zeppelin when he decides that he's going to fly around in a Zeppelin, but only 4 feet off the ground. So he's making progress, which is very, very cute. And then, there's an owl and an octopus who go out problem solving, and they come around a few times in other people's, like the cucumber who decided one day he needed to be a sea cucumber and went off into the sea without realizing he really wasn't adapted to the
sea. Couldn't really handle that
no.
work.
So.
Well, for more information on the Open Door Book Store and Gift Gallery in Schenectady and all the great events they have coming up, check out their website. It's Open Door Bookstore.
www.opendoor-bookstore.com.
That's right. Opendoor-bookstore.com. Visit them on J Street in Schenectady. Even better. Amy Lane, great to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. We'll be back after this.